Note: this article has been updated since it was first posted online to include more information on the Glycan Solar Project. Ermineskin Cree Nation Solar Project in southeastern Alberta is going forward and is expected to be operational by early next year. This partnership and the Glycan Solar Project represents a significant step forward for our community in the renewable energy space. A step toward greater sustainability for generations to come, said Ermineskin Cree Nation Chief Joel Mikat in a press release. I am looking forward to seeing this work unfold for the benefit of our people. In the works for over a year now, construction for the $33 million investment, 13.3-megawatt Glycan Solar Project, began in June 2024 as is now well underway. The project is a partnership between the First Nation and TIU Canada and is supported by the Government of Canada through the Smart Renewables and Electrification Pathways Program, SREP. Ermineskin Cree Nation owns 51% of the project through the nation's economic development arm, the Niasquayak Group of Companies Inc. NGCI. Based in Calgary, TIU Canada is an international independent renewable power producer with projects in Canada, Poland, and Ukraine. TIU Canada will be leading the project through construction and operations while NGCI members serve on the corporate board, provide strategic guidance and oversight, and build capacity. NGCI held an open house about its Kapisimotet solar project on October 7th at the Niasquayak Okamakamik, NOC, building in Maskwacis. The community had the opportunity to learn more about the project and ask questions. Leadership from Ermineskin Cree Nation and TIU Canada were on site at the end of October to review the progress of the construction and engage with site employees. Having just broken ground in June, the progress made in building this facility is truly impressive, said TIU Canada's country manager Dan Visser in a press release, adding the facility is anticipated to be operational by March 2025. The station consists of nearly 32,000 solar panels, with 43 inverters and 5 medium-voltage transformer stations installed to convert sunlight into electricity and connect to the Fortis distribution system. Over 3,000 steel piles support the solar panels. The facility is projected to offset over 10,000 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent, Colorado 2E, annually, comparable to over 3,000 cars off the road. I'm proud of TIU Canada's partnership with the Ermineskin Cree Nation and our contribution to meeting Canada's net zero emissions goals, with this project and more to come, said Visser. Minister of Energy and Natural Resources Jonathan Wilkinson confirmed a federal commitment of $21.3 million for the Glycan Solar Project. By making historic investments in clean electricity, this government is positioning Canadians to take advantage of the economic opportunities presented by the clean economy, now and into the future, said Wilkinson. By working with Indigenous partners, we can accomplish our common goal of an energy-efficient and money-saving clean grid, while bringing benefits to communities and advancing meaningful economic reconciliation. Ermineskin also has its Sundancer Solar Project, with 1.2-megawatt peak ground-mount solar photovoltaic cells, within the nation. That project began in 2019.